need you to understand that the Jewish people are in trouble here. Because that remnant rising up out of the Jewish synagogue while the Antichrist is running roughshod from his headquarters in Jerusalem, there's that remnant from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, 13, 14. You say, where are they? Oh, they're over in the Middle East, dwelling along the blue Mediterranean Sea. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. And the beast, the Antichrist, causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Verse 17. That no man might buy nor sell, save they that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 70. Of course, the score is 20, so that's 66. So his number is 666. The great incomparable C.M. Ward, the radio voice of the Great Assembly of God denomination for nearly 50 years, I guess, reminds us all tonight that Old Testament stories are much, much more than history. They are predictions. They're prophetic of what follows immediately after the reappearance of Jesus Christ, which is the rapture, where he appears in the clouds, not on the earth, called the tribulation period, said Dr. Ward. Some Old Testament preachers described it as the time of Jacob's trouble. God, during these 7 years, especially during the 3.5 years of the second half of the tribulation, better known as the Great Tribulation, is when God resumes his dealings with the nation of Israel. The most intense struggle since the Garden of Eden will ensue, a struggle between God and Satan to receive the worship of humanity. This account is not fantasy. What I'm going to be sharing with you, dear ma'am, dear sir, is fact. So first of all, in Daniel chapter 3, we've got King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar, if you're unaware, was the king who overthrew Jerusalem and led Israel into Babylonian captivity in what's commonly referred to as the Diaspora. The Diaspora is when the Jewish people, through prophecy, were scattered throughout the entire world. And Nebuchadnezzar decided when he overthrew Jerusalem that he would set up an image. Now, this image is 90 feet high. 90 feet are 60 cubits. So he erects an image of himself, a golden image, 90 feet high. When I was digging that out, it kind of reminded me of modern preachers. They're all about their image. They're all about making themselves. You know, I used to tell folks before everything was digital, you know, it was in books and it was on CDs And before that, it was on tape series. And on the back of those, there would be a description of the preacher. And I began to read those things, and I told congregations around the world that if everything was true that preachers wrote about themselves on the back of their books, Jesus would have come 50 generations ago. Are you with me? So here's Nebuchadnezzar. Your Bible says that pride always comes before a fall. Your Bible says that men ought not to think more highly of themselves than they should. That thing was a showpiece for one person. It was designed explicitly and implicitly to draw attention to Nebuchadnezzar himself. Now then, what does Revelation 13 say? Because if what I'm sharing with you is true, then we must find a parallel in Revelation 13. So let's see. Revelation 13, 14. Here it is. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. So 3.5 years into the tribulation period, Satan has possessed the Antichrist. He has anointed him, ordained him, and possessed him to, in his mind, overthrow the earth and the praise of men be brought to the beast, the Antichrist, through the false prophet inspired by Satan himself. Count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So that's 666. The number of the man, or in this case, the Antichrist, who I'm calling tonight the man. I want you to remember, he's not a Christ. And glory to God, I'm going to prove that to you tonight. He is not the Christ. He is the Antichrist. His number is the number of a man. Let me just share something with you tonight. Antichrist's opposition on earth. You better get ready because I'm about to say a thing. Antichrist's opposition on earth will not come from a Protestant sanctuary, and it will not come from a Catholic basilica. The opposition to Antichrist will only come from one place. It will come from the Jewish synagogue. Remember, this is 7 years of God's determined dealing with the nation of Israel. Now, I've got 10 of these to get through, and I'm only on 5. Are you ready? I need you to understand that the Jewish people are in trouble here. Daniel 3:20. Nebuchadnezzar commanded that the mighty men in his army bind. Boy, I could draw some parallels right now, but I'm going to be good. They bound Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. That exact decree from Daniel is mirrored in Revelation. The dragon went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Number 6. The remnant then is miraculously, I want to shout right here, because that remnant rising up out of the Jewish synagogue while the Antichrist is running roughshod from his headquarters in Jerusalem, the Jewish people, the remnant are miraculously preserved. Deep, deep down on the inside is the resurrected Christ. He puts you on. Whew. like a garment. Your Bible says God wrapped himself like a garment around Gideon. I just rebuke everything sent to hurt you, sent to harm you, sent to bind you, sent to hinder you, sent to attack you. Hold on. Keep shouting. Shout before the victory comes. Shout while you still got a fevered brow. Shout when the doctor says you have to die and cannot live. Shout, victory is assured. And the form of the fourth man is like unto the Son of God. Well, what about Revelation? Chapter 15, verse 2, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. My great God, victory over Antichrist. Well, I simply believe that there is no greater investment that could be made of your time, your attention for the next few minutes than considering the appalling plight of our suffering brothers and sisters in South Sudan. You and I, together, through the compassionate outreach of our Bridge of Hope missions, have been the hands of God extended to this very, very troubled region for nearly 3 decades now. Here at the point of coming halfway through 2021 may indeed be their midnight. Many villages, many towns in South Sudan have little or no access to food. Officials assessing this disaster report that it's one of the most complex humanitarian crises anywhere in our world. The COVID pandemic has severed food supplies. At the peak of last year's harvest, devastation blackened the skies with uncomprehendable swarms of desert locusts that ate anything green, leaving nothing but barren fields and broken hearts in their wake. Mothers in South Sudan are calling 2021 the year of starvation. Now, this is a very small, a meager plate of beans and rice. And as simple as it appears, it's a distant dream for families like yours suffering in South Sudan. The pandemic and an economic collapse not only brought shortages, but hyperinflation. The price of this meager handful of beans and rice, now 180% of the daily average salary. Let me put it another way for you. $400 for this. 400 United States dollars. Now, Bridge of Hope has mission-critical personnel ready at this moment with life-sustaining food. Our goal is to provide 125,000 meals, meals that are essential to pull families back from the very edge of famine. Now, friends of Bridge of Hope have come forward to create a brand new $50,000 Edge of Famine matching challenge. That means your gift right now of only $48 would not only feed one family, but double in impact and feed two entire families. It's not hard to consider the impact of a $96 gift. That will feed four families. Won't you call now? Put your gift to work even faster by simply texting me. You know, Proverbs 19 says, "He who is gracious and lends a hand to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed." Make your good deed a life-saving gift of hope today. The situation couldn't be more dire. Your help has never, ever been needed more. So please, don't put it off. This generous matching challenge, which will double your gift today, ends June 20.
The tenacious assault of hunger and lack is quickly draining life from mothers and emaciated children in South Sudan.
Urgent updates say the next 30 days could be the most severe on record.
Cutting like the blade of a knife, millions are verifiably on the edge of famine.
Act now to pull children back from the brink of disaster and take advantage of Bridge of Hope's Edge of Famine Matching Challenge Fund.
Today, a Bridge of Hope gift of $48 will double in impact to feed two families.
A generous gift of $96 doubles to feed four families. For a limited time, a gift of under $1,000 will help feed 40 families in South Sudan.
Help as many families as possible survive this famine.
This rapid response $50,000 matching challenge must end this Sunday at midnight.
Call or text now before it's too late to save these beautiful children. Your gift will provide help for today and hope for tomorrow.
So let me ask you a question. Is there a remnant today? Well, I can tell you, there's that remnant from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, 13, 14. He looked at humanity and said, "I have to know your love for me is real. So I give you the opportunity to choose." As a result of that astonishingly wrong choice that our pristine parents made in the elegant Garden of Eden, sin entered into the world. As by one man sin entered into the world, so by one man can the world be freed from sin. Genesis 3, humanity's desire for dominion, a God-given gift of dominion to humanity, in that moment became perverted. One brother, think of it now, sought to rule over another brother. What was the end of that conflict? It was catastrophe. Cain murdered his brother. Human history has been a sad, sad litany of domination, of persecution, of humanity against his fellow man. Napoleon tried to beat the world into submission under his iron hand. That goose-stepping madman, Adolf Hitler, wasted his way through Europe in a crazed demonic quest for world domination. Japanese warlords attempted to build an East Asian empire on the backs of suicide bombers who were out of their minds with hallucinations from government-issued methamphetamines. As global tensions continue to increase, the universal cry will be for a leader who can answer the questions of a world in chaos. And when it seems there is no answer, Get ready. Perilous times. Times where there seems to be no solution. When that reaches its zenith, there will appear a magnanimous world leader. He'll emerge with open hands and a demonic spirit. He'll have a perverse mind, and he'll be endowed with a shining countenance, but out of his blackened heart will flow no light. His words will be smooth. His intentions will be deadly. His rapid rise, his irresistible charm will overshadow every former, every historical, and every current leader on earth. So much so, they'll be immediately catapulted into the depths of irrelevance. He'll be a model citizen, but not a model citizen of a nation. No, no. He will be a model citizen, hear me carefully, of the international community. Here's his Bible resume. It's in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. I heard one of the four living creatures say, in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. It's really, really hard to imagine, but multiplied millions at this very hour are living barely on the edge of famine in the world's youngest nation, South Sudan. You've heard me talk about it before. I've been talking about it for nearly 30 years. It's perhaps the pinnacle of the global hot spots for hunger in our entire world. Most are in a class 4 emergency. What that means is that they are one step away from starvation. It's been 5 years since hunger levels were this bad in South Sudan. Hard to imagine. Immediate action must be taken to save precious human lives, and I know you want to help me do that. Now, this month is likely going to be the most severe on record in suffering South Sudan. And Bridge of Hope has the people in place at this moment ready to rush life-giving food to the most remote villages. And your gift today will help rush, are you ready? 125,000 meals and minister the love of God through Bridge of Hope. Now, I truly cannot overstate the magnitude of this current crisis. The reports I'm receiving every day are unlike any in my 40 years of gospel ministry. Government officials are making a decision they never thought they'd be forced to make, taking food from the hungry to give to the starving. That's right. Taking food from the hungry to give to the starving. But you and I, together, we're serving a God of more than enough, and we, together, can feed the hungry. We can save the starving. Because of the edge of famine, $50,000 matching challenge. Your gift today will double in impact. $48, $48 doubles to feed two families facing starvation. $96 will double to feed four families. Why, you could feed 40 families with a gift of $960. And I know you, right there, you hear the voice of God within my voice to sow that $960 gift. If that's you, don't hesitate. whatever the gift, call now. Why? Well, because there's no time to wait. Just visit rodparsley.com or text me right now. You, that's right, you have the opportunity to make a life-saving difference in a child's life half a world away. I pray you will.
The tenacious assault of hunger and lack is quickly draining life from mothers and emaciated children in South Sudan.
Urgent updates say the next 30 days could be the most severe on record.
Cutting like the blade of a knife, millions are verifiably on the edge of famine.
Act now to pull children back from the brink of disaster and take advantage of Bridge of Hope's Edge of Famine Matching Challenge Fund.
Today, a Bridge of Hope gift of $48 will double in impact to feed two families.
A generous gift of $96 doubles to feed four families. For a limited time, a gift of under $1,000 will help feed 40 families in South Sudan.
Help as many families as possible survive this famine.
This rapid response $50,000 matching challenge must end this Sunday at midnight.
Call or text now before it's too late to save these beautiful children. Your gift will provide help for today and hope for tomorrow.
In honor of her steadfast commitment to education, application, and impartation, along with her spirit of excellence, not only in her stellar academic performance and scholastic aptitude, but as a minister of the gospel, we hereby induct and present the Tasha Cobbs Leonard Music Scholarship today. May it forever be a testimony, not only of the life and legacy of its namesake, but of every student who receives it in the future.
Somebody give it up! The Tasha Cobbs Leonard Scholarship is a 100% covered scholarship for your first year of tuition. That is such a blessing, and I'm so excited that this will be going to someone well-deserved for this scholarship.
Allow me to take just a moment to invite you, to invite your family to come home. World Harvest Church is open every Sunday, and it would be such a blessing for Jonah and I to see you in one of these beautiful pews this week. If that's not possible, you can join us live every Sunday, 10 a.m., or Wednesday nights at 7 on all social media platforms. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping desperate, starving families and children in South Sudan. I hope you'll tell a friend about it. Invite them to help as well. I'll see you tomorrow, where I've been for nearly 40 years, right here on Your Breakthrough.